Mikkel Harrop, congratulations on your best result of the year here at Redbud. Is this your first time here? Did the track live up to the hype?
Yes, but it was not the track that I thought it was going to be. It was more technical. I don't know if it was the way that they prepped the track, but it was way more technical than I anticipated. And more technical than it's been in the last couple of weekends as well. So that bit I was surprised with. The layout itself was very much like I anticipated. The hills, the jumps, everything. That was fairly easy to remember because I've seen it so many times on TV. But it developed differently than I expected, I gotta say.
Were you disappointed that you never got a shot at the leap or relieved?
I mean, when you see, I think Deacon maybe did it at one time.
He did at least once in the race, and he did it in qualifying, and so did Julien Bomer and Tom Bial.
Okay, well, you know, my focus was not really on that. I mean, I had so many things to try and improve on, so, you know, if I felt like I had to jump it or I could jump it, I would have jumped it. It's not a big deal in the end. I mean, we're racers and we're used to this type of things, but jump was big, I assume. It looks big when you see people jump it, but it was what it was.
With your development role with Triumph, does that take away from the ability to race prep properly?
No, not over here. I mean, I've taken the role of just pure racer over here, more or less. I had some more time on the outdoor bike than some of the other guys due to injuries and whatnot. And obviously, I tried to make a decent base for everybody. But since then, you know, we've gone our own little way in terms of setup. You know, some people have some preferences. So right now, I'm just focusing on myself and my teammates, the same thing. So, no, I'm not in development role as of now. Maybe later on when the season ends, but at the moment, not.
Have the improved results these last couple of rounds come from getting more comfortable in the U.S.? Things with bike or a little bit of both?
A little bit of everything. Yeah, getting comfortable. I mean, I think it was yesterday. I rolled up and I went track walking and I was like, oh, that was pretty easy because there's a lot of things when you first show up. There's many worries. I mean, structures, schedules and stuff you don't know. You have to look all the time. And I was like, oh, job's done. I can go back to the hotel now and get ready for tomorrow. Where the first couple of weekends, you know, I was running around like a headless chicken, you know, trying to figure out, is there something I'm forgetting? And now it's sort of, you know, it's been broken down and I can sort of just focus on what's important. And I think it shows on track as well. I've got slightly more energy because I don't have to go and worry about that. And then we've made some improvements with the bike. I'm getting more comfortable and confident as well around the other riders. And so we just keep on working.
Honestly, it was a good weekend for Triumph with Jalik's podium and the team's riding. I assume that just comes with more time on the bike and what you guys are learning.
Awesome. I mean, Smitty could have gotten on the podium. I could have gotten on the podium this weekend. So for everybody, it's great. You know, this is what we want, and it makes us hungry for even more. So, you know, when we're going to come back, you know, we're going to come back with blood on our teeth, and we're going to be, you know, grinding even harder to try and get more of these kind of results these weekends.